Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchSMBStorage.com, and I'm here today to discuss clustered NAS with Mark Stamer, founder and senior analyst with Dragon Slayer Consulting. How's it going, Mark?
It's going fine. Well, they wouldn't call me a senior analyst. Founder, president, CDS, yes. Senior analyst, not necessarily.
I don't know where I got that from. Well, sorry about that.
I almost cracked up when you were saying that, going, no, he's thinking of somebody else.
All right, well, clustered NAS, what is it, and how does it differ from traditional NAS?
Clustered NAS, or network-attached storage, is different from network-attached storage in that it uses a distributed file system that runs simultaneously on multiple nodes or servers. And the key differentiating factor of clustered NAS from traditional NAS is its ability to stripe the data and metadata across the cluster of nodes and storage subsystems. Now, this provides access to the network file system from any of the cluster nodes unrelated to the actual location of the data.
Okay. Can you outline some of the benefits of clustering NAS?
It's a scaling situation. There's an old saying with NAS, and another term for NAS is a filer. The old saying goes something like this. I love my first NAS. I really liked my second. By my 10th, I was pulling my hair out. And the reason for that is, as NAS scales, it gets to a certain point where you can't put anything more within that filer. So you have to get another filer. And you have to then manage both filers, and so you would think, okay, instead of having one times the workload, I have two times the workload. Well, not exactly. You're going to have more than two times the workload, because now you have to start moving data between them to make sure that you're getting the optimum use out of both and that you have two assets, not one asset that's full. Now you're moving to another asset. I got to find my data. It starts getting a little bit hairy if you do that. So it's a little bit easier if you can just balance it, but that takes a lot of work. Well, that's fine. Two isn't that bad. Three, it's a lot harder. Now the balancing gets a lot tougher, moving data around between three. By the time you get to 10, it's a nightmare. So a clustered NAS solution is designed to provide a single image, single mount point, and it does all of that load balancing among the nodes without any human intervention, without any admin. So you have the effect of one very large bucket that you can add more nodes as you go.
Okay, and can you outline some of the drawbacks?
Well, the biggest drawback of cluster NAS is most of them are designed for a lot of streams, a lot of data streams, a lot of users, so that it's spread across a lot of the nodes. A single data stream or high performance isn't necessarily going to perform better, in some cases may perform worse, than, let's say, a single data stream within a traditional NAS environment.
Okay, and so you sort of explained this already, but who really needs a clustered NAS approach? Is there a typical use case for this?
Yeah, there is. There are a lot of use cases. Unstructured data today is growing much faster than structured data. Unstructured data are things like PowerPoint presentations, MPEG-3s, MPEG-4s, Word documents, all the things that everybody does on their laptops and desktops. That is now growing much faster than structured data such as databases and ERP and mail servers. In fact, this year, unstructured data will surpass structured data in most data centers. So just about everybody needs filer type of systems, NAS type of systems. Where the clustered system gets a nice leg up is where you have lots of users and accessing the same data, the same files at the same time, or even different files, but you have a lot of users from a lot of different locations or departments within your operation. So I'll give you some examples where in the verticals they've been doing this for a while. The entertainment and media industry uses clustered NAS quite a bit because it allows you to share workflows. Well, think of that from a video production or film production point of view. That's very nice. And it scales. better than, let's say, a SAN file system. Or the life sciences, pharmaceuticals. Again, you have workflow sharing, and that is a great advantage for a clustered NAS. Oil and gas. These are have been the traditional places for clustered NAS. Now, having said that, it's becoming more mainstream. And one area where you're going to see it grow considerably is in the cloud-based storage offerings. Because clustered NAS, another term for clustered NAS, is also grid NAS or cloud NAS. So you can see that architecturally, the clustered NAS fits very well with the concept of clustered or cloud-based storage.
Okay, definitely. And who are the major vendors in clustered NAS market right now?
Well, there are quite a few. In no particular order, because I have no favorites, or none of them pay me anything. You have GlusterFS, and Exynet, iBrix, HP's Enhanced File Services, used to be known as PolyServe, EFS, Panasis, Bicast, NetApp with their ONTAP GX, Isilon, IBM Scale Out File Services, Arctic Circle, Permabit. And I'm trying to think if I've left anyone out. BlueArc, the way that they cluster now, their Titan in series. That's about what I can think of. I'm sure I'm missing some, and I'll hear it in my email at some point. Someone will call me and say, hey, what about us?
Well, they might call me, and then, and then
no,
I'll call you.
They'll call me, too.
And then they'll call you. All right, well, that's it for me today, Mark. Thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with me.
No problem, Andrew.
All right, for more information about clustered NAS and other storage topics, visit searchsmbstorage.com.